for a better way to wake up. Catch East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore.
This is a very South African thing, hey? It's like we struggle for years, if not decades, to affect some kind of change, and then one morning you wake up and it's happened. Case in point, we wanted quality, affordable, higher education for all South Africans. We were battling for it for decades, right? Mm. And then one morning we woke up, oh, by the way, free higher education.
They don't even warn us.
And we had no warning with this, the Constitutional High Court ruling. There was no sort of like build up. There was like, guys, 2 weeks to go, 1 week to go. It was just like, we woke up yesterday and like, hey, by the way, it's decriminalized.
By the way, Jared, from now on, you're only allowed to say the Constitutional High Court.
Oh, you got to hang on that.
Yeah.
So in case you missed it, landmark ruling, the Constitutional Court decriminalized marijuana use in your home and for personal growing and cultivation of the plant. There's a little...
It'll be for 2 years, by the way.
Yeah, it's a two-year thing. But in the interim, we will not be a criminal offence for an adult to cultivate or to use dacha in private. Here's the moment as it happened in High Court yesterday.
This court's judgment is a unanimous judgment. It is written by me and for that adult's personal consumption in private.
Judge Zondo just put himself up there with Bob Marley and Lucky Dube.
I was about to ask, who is this guy? Because he deserves a bells. Yes.
He deserves a little something better than bells.
So joining us on the line right now is Krithi Thava, the chairman of Cannaculture South Africa, the founder of the Holistic Relief, Health and Wellness. He has been battling with this, to try and get this legislation changed for what seems like his life. Krithi, how was the ruling received yesterday? Good morning.
Morning, guys. Or should I say, hi, guys.
Hi.
What's a gwan, Krithi? What's a gwan?
Yeah, man. How are you guys doing?
Good, pretty man. Good.
But Krithi, in a nutshell, what does this ruling mean for your little shop here in Durban North?
Okay, look, I just want to quickly say thank you so much for having me on the show. It means a lot, not just for our little shop, but for the country. Mm. This is a stepping stone to... improving many things in our country. I did speak about it a few months ago, mm-hmm. and I think it's just going to mean that now people will want to get themselves involved in alternative treatment. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to mean a massive change in the medical industry, and there's going to be lots of dispensaries now looking to open up to start the process of healing and providing alternative healthcare.
Now, this is the bit that I'm confused about, right? Is in the ruling... Yeah. As an adult, you're allowed to consume it when you're at home and you're allowed to cultivate it. But there is nothing that's being said about the retail or the buying or the selling of it. And that's grey for me.
Yes, it is. It would be grey. Because remember, there's massive industry that's going to be created around cannabis. Mm. So what we wanted from the start was feed the plant. We feed the plant now, right? Mm. What that means is that in the comfort of your old home, if you've got a massive yard... and you want to grow 10 plants, you can do so for yourself. But for the key players or for the industrial players that want to come in, that want to cultivate large quantities of it, there needs to be some form of regulation. Exactly like how your alcohol is regulated, your vegetables, your hawkers that are selling vegetables on the side of the road are also regulated by an industry association of some sort. So what we've done is, about a year or so ago, we set up the Cannabis Development Council of South Africa, which is the CDCSA, where I'm the chairman. And what we are trying to do here is put together a set of rules and regulations for the industry that would be created around cannabis. Okay. Let's take three industries, right? Let's take the textile industry, mm-hmm. the plastic industry, mm-hmm. and the paper industry. These are three industries that can have a major impact or will majorly impact on the cultivation of hemp, for example, on a commercial scale, because now you're looking at dropping the cost base on all three products and their biodegradable products. And so many industries will benefit from just those three industries that I've mentioned to you. So there needs to be some form of regulation around that. This judgment doesn't touch on the industrial sector at all. It's for private use.
Now, Krithi, you're talking about all these industries, and what do you say to the people who are saying, people are going to use marijuana as entry level for more serious drugs.
Oh, gateway drugs.
Oh, no.
That's been rubbish long time ago.
I'll stop you right there,
yeah?
Bongani, because there's no science.
It's sky high, bro.
Sky, bro. Sky high, huh?
Way to make a point there, Krithi. Way to make a point.
Lovely. No, the thing is, look, there's no fact base, there's no science base, there's no science behind the fact that cannabis is a gateway drug. If anything, if you look at the US, for example, right, the United States are currently using cannabis as a form of medication in its rehab centers to treat their drug crisis, which is methamphetamine. Right? Now, if we look at that and integrate that into our current rehab centers, we can look at treating the neopay crisis and the crystal meth crisis in the country.
Krithi, I need to ask a yes or no question. Can we, other people, still purchase it on the streets, from the streets?
Look, you can if you want to, but what I advise you to do is make sure that you're getting an organic product, because there's lots of different ways to grow products. Some guys, if their plants
Krithi, hold on. Let's say it's a good quality strain. Can I buy it on the streets?
Is that legal?
Is that will I be arrested?
That's a great idea, and you won't be arrested, because if you have it with you, it's in your private space, so you can't be arrested.
So in my private space, doesn't have to be in my home. Okay.
No, it's in your private space. So if you're in your car and you want to spark up a joint before you walk into a nerve-wracking meeting, by all means, go for it.
All right, Krithi, thank you for talking to
us.
We've got your number. We're obviously going to be looking at this. We haven't even looked at the ramifications of the textile industry, and this is a revolution far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
And also, and not a lot of people are saying this, but I want to give a shout out to IFP's the late Mario Ambrosini, who has struggled the last couple of years of his life to make this Free the Weed possible. East Coast Breakfast.